For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. We continue our national FFA convention coverage this week. Reports are brought to you by Minnesota Farm Bureau, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, Mike Breath Construction, Minnesota Corn Growers, Midsoda Manufacturing and Avon, Minnesota Farmers Union, and Nelson Insurance Agency. As we have a chance to check in with the Painesville area FFA, Jake Kunslaben joining us. Jake, how you doing today?
I am doing good.
Well, good to hear this week. Boy, oh boy, I bet it's been kind of a whirlwind for you guys. What's convention been like this week?
Convention's been very busy for us. It's a new experience that I really like. I went here last year, but this year they changed a lot of things up. So it was nice to see the new areas and how they set it up this year.
So what is different from a year ago? What are some of the major changes that kind of caught your eye?
So some of the major changes is that I realized that they set up the expo center. There's a lot more like vendors in there. They kind of open up the area a little bit more. It's not as closed off. The hallways are more open and wider. Another big changes are the sessions are in the Colts Stadium. So there's more seating in there instead of in the basketball stadium. So that's a very big change. It's very nice because you fit more people in the football stadium than you can in the basketball. It's just nice to have, so you can fit everybody in one session at a time.
So, Jake, you mentioned you went last year. Now, this year, did you kind of go with a different mentality or more of a game plan as you made it to Indianapolis this year?
Oh, yeah. This year, I came into National Mention being like, I want to meet more people. Like, last year, I kind of didn't talk to many people. This year, I kind of opened up, be like, trying to meet more new people from, like, different states and kind of get out of my comfort zone and push myself to, like, get out there a little bit more.
You know, Jake, you mentioned some of the vendors, too. It really seems like there's a lot of ag opportunities or FFA-related opportunities there in the real world with some of these organizations, right?
Yeah, that is correct. I think the major vendors that I stopped at were, like, John Deere, Quaz, and also Case and Ram. And, like, they're looking for a lot of, like, technicians and stuff, like, people that help advance their technology even more to help them in the agricultural world. Because in the agricultural world, it's not very easy, and everything's not so practical. It's not just, it's planting season. You know, there's more that goes into it than just planting season. There's less that goes into it and, like, studying and stuff, so.
Yes, indeed. Jake Kunslaben joining us with the Painesville Area FFA. Jake, how many of your chapter made the trip over?
From my chapter, we had four people go.
You had four people go as well, and your chapter over at Painesville, what's the year been like so far, the school year? Have you guys been doing a lot of things, or what's a recap on that?
Our chapter this year has been pretty good. It's going steady. Obviously, our educational plot just got took out this week, Wednesday. We are trying a lot of new stuff this year, so one of the new events that we're starting this year is Go Live Yourself. So that's where speakers come in to our meetings and, like, speak about positive stuff about life. It's like, on the news, you always, like, hear, like, bad stuff that's going on, and, like, you know, it's not very bright, so we're just trying to, like, brighten it up, you know, get some, like, happiness and joy into, like, the world, kind of, into our schools.
That's a great way to approach it. What's it called again, Jake?
Go Live Yourself.
Okay, so that's pretty neat. And, you know, I got that same feeling last year when I attended the national convention. It seemed like it really kind of recharged the batteries a little bit. I'm sure you might get a little bit of that as well.
Oh, yeah. Get a lot of that here. Everybody's just so happy to be here. A lot of people, they come here and they're wanting to meet new people, you know. They want to get out there. They don't want to be, like, stuck to themselves. And you kind of push them to do that while you're at national convention.
Mm-hmm. Jake Kunslaben joining us from the Painesville Area FFA. Jake, it's a pleasure talking with you. We can sense the excitement over the telephone. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a safe trip back, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thanks for your time. Jake Kunslaben joining us with the Painesville Area FFA chapter at the National FFA Convention this week.